Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas.
Well, at this point in the Fargo 2018 competition, the cadet girls and guys are done with their freestyle portion of the competition. Recapping the ladies, it didn't go so well for them. They finished just 2-10 in the competition this year, with Annika Besko at 112 pounds and Elise Rose at 117 pounds, both winning a match for Team Kansas. On the cadet side for the guys, we ended up with three All-Americans. We had Tony Caldwell at heavyweight. He finished in eighth place. Dwayne Villopando finished in sixth place. And Kyle Haas finished in third place. Both Haas and Villopando made the semifinals and both lost very tight matches. Those kind of matches that could have gone either way. A lot of times that's the way it is in the high level of competition at Fargo, where it could have been a challenge brick here, a different kind of a call there, a two rather than a four on a takedown. It really could make all the difference in the world. And that definitely was the case with both of those matches. The way it ended, Kyle on the backside won his consolation semifinals match, a hard fought victory for him. Prior to the semis, I will say, he rolled with three easy victories, ran into his namesake, Haas from California, in the semis and lost 3-1. And they each had a point on the shot clock. And then Kyle was taken down right at the beginning of the second period. And that's the scoring for the match. It was really a battle of titans out there. And both of them were very stingy, very hard to score on. So Kyle on the backside then won his consolation semifinals match, a hard-fought good match for him. And then for third place, he really controlled the match early. His opponent came back on him a bit and ended up being a 6-6 victory for Kyle. So he finished in third place for his third All-American finish to go along with the two that he had last year. Dwayne, unfortunately, after his semifinals loss, got a yellow card, a medical card, which means he can't continue in the competition, so he had to default to sixth place. And again, Tony Caldwell at heavyweight finished in eighth. We did have some other good performances that the guys that fell shy of All-American status, but did get pretty close. And I'd like to recognize Zach Keel for his performance at 113 pounds. Cade Lindsay, Keegan Slider at 120. Those guys performed well also. Johnny Aiken had a couple of wins at 132 pounds. Jared Sima really performed well at 132. Devin Gomez had a good start to the competition. Caleb Atkins performed well, as well as Charles Newman. And Gavin Carter fell just short of All-American status. And as I record on Monday afternoon, we still have several junior freestylers going, including Wyatt Hendrickson, who's in the semifinals. So good luck to Wyatt and the rest of the junior freestylers. And we hope those cadets get rested up and ready to go for Greco, as well as the junior women. And now on to our brief interview with Kyle Haas. All right, with us on the line is Kyle Haas, our third place finisher in cadet freestyle. Kyle, tell us about how you feel after the competition as you assess how things went for you.
You know, I feel great. I just had to take it one match at a time and, you know, wrestle my best and go out there and do what I've practiced and just trust in it. So
take us through a little bit. First of all, what did you know about your semifinals opponent, ironically also named Haas from California? You guys were similar in body style. Did you know much about him coming into the match?
No, I've never heard of him before. I knew he was good, and he shot backside single, and, you know, I did what I could, and he ended up getting the match, and, you know, I just got to learn from it and take what I got, I guess.
Okay, so you rolled in your matches up to that point, consolation semis, you had another nice win there, and then for your third place match, tell us a little bit about that. It was a 6-6 victory for you. Take us through that match a little bit.
And I went out there and got that first four, and he ended up scoring a couple times, and I knew I was ahead by criteria, got that next two, He ended up scoring on me, and I just wrestled defense the rest of the match. Got off with the win by criteria.
Okay, now talk about the team just a little bit. You know, we had really high hopes coming in with our performance at the Cadet Duels out in Spokane. And, you know, you got to respect how deep and tough this tournament really is. But we've got to be a little bit maybe disappointed with our performance and the number of All-Americans. What does that do to the team? Is the team morale up as far as going into Greco with motivation, or do we need to kind of rally the troops a little bit?
You know, I don't think it's going to affect us much. Our kids still got their heads up, and we're going to go out there, and we're going to go for gold in Greco.
All right. Well, Kyle, pleasure talking to you. Thanks for taking the time. Congratulations, and good luck in Greco.
Thank you. Have a good one.
This has been Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time, thanks for listening.